night and I'm feeling like I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at 2:45. As messed up as me and all alone, and all your friends have all gone home, and you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets. As messed up as me, as messed up as me.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. 2025 first arrived hours ago on the remote South Pacific island of Kiribati. It's now the new year in places like New Zealand, Australia, and eastern parts of Russia. And over a million will welcome 2025 when it arrives at New York City's Times Square.
The police are taking no chances. Manholes are being sealed off, trash cans removed, and spectators are allowed to bring in no umbrellas, no bags, and no booze.
ABC's Aaron Katursky in Times Square. In South Korea, crash site investigators today searching the Muan International Airport's runway inch by inch, some of them on their hands and knees, collecting any piece of forensic evidence that might offer a clue into Sunday's Jeju air crash that left 179 people dead. Plans are now in place for the goodbyes to late President Jimmy Carter, a viewing Saturday at the Georgia State Capitol and the Carter Center. Then his remains will lay in state at the U.S. Capitol. Finally, Thursday, a state funeral at the National Cathedral. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. With the potential for Arctic air arriving, meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us how to tell if we're getting frostbite.
Frostbite symptoms can include pain, numbness, swelling, blisters, and skin discoloration. It's most common on your fingers, toes, nose, and ears. And frostbite may lead to permanent, irreversible tissue damage. A way to prevent it is to limit your time outdoors and warm your body up often if you're exposed to freezing temperatures. And if you believe that you have frostbite, go inside or seek shelter from the cold. Then, call your healthcare provider or visit the emergency room immediately to reduce your risk of tissue damage. Frostbite symptoms appear in three stages that include feeling cold, sore, and painful, which is frost nip. Then, pins and needles, which is surface frostbite. And the last, numbness, indicates a deep frostbite.
High school football coaches in Wisconsin are pitching a plan to change how the postseason works here. With more, here's Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Cuska.
A proposal to change how Wisconsin high school football teams qualify for the playoffs and are organized by division has overwhelming support from coaches. The Wisconsin Football Coaches Association says of the 400 head coaches responding to a survey, 350 of them, or 87.5%, support the WFCA's proposal, which would eliminate computer algorithms from the playoff process. This year, the WIAA admitted it made mistakes in setting the playoff field, leaving out Madison West and Greenfield. Now the plan goes to committee and could be up for a vote as soon as February for implementation as soon as the fall of 2025. According to WIAA data, there are approximately 425 high school football programs in Wisconsin, of which 240 make the playoffs. I'm Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media News.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Packers dealing with injuries. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers reviewed their loss to the Vikings and had injured players check in. Backup safety Zane Anderson going through the concussion protocol. Rookie safety Evan Williams with a quad injury. Jair Alexander has been trying to return after suffering a torn PCL in his right knee in October. Will he be back in time for the playoffs? Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
I don't know. As soon as I know, I'll let you guys know.
Is there a difference of opinion between what he thinks his health is and what you guys think it is?
Yeah, I can't really get into all that. I do know that he's been dealing with swelling, and, you know, he doesn't feel right to go out there and play.
The Packers will host the Bears this Sunday at noon. Green Bay will likely end up the 6th or 7th seed and face the Eagles, the Rams, or maybe the Buccaneers on the road in the wild card round of the playoffs. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks playing the Chicago Bulls at the United Center today. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
from historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin. Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a super bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Your daily Title Town update is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar.
This is the Title Town Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers defense coughed up 377 passing yards to Sam Darnold and the Vikings on Sunday. They're thin at safety, and corner Jair Alexander missed his sixth consecutive game on Sunday. Meeting with reporters on Monday, Coach Matt LaFleur said he's not sure if Alexander will play at all the rest of the season.
I don't know. As soon as I know, I'll let you guys know.
Like a difference of opinion between what he thinks his health is and what you guys think it is?
I can't really get into all that. I do know that he's been dealing with swelling, and, you know, he doesn't feel right to go out there and play.
I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Packers and Bears will kick off at noon on Sunday. The Pack fell into the 7 seed when Washington beat Atlanta Sunday night in overtime. If the Commanders knock off the Cowboys this Sunday or a Packers loss to the Bears, Green Bay would remain the number 7 seed and open the playoffs at Philadelphia. Packers safety Xavier McKinney says they've got to figure this out quickly.
It's more challenging, obviously, when you've got a younger player that doesn't have as much time on task, but it sounds like an excuse. I'm not trying to make an excuse. We got to play better. We got to put our guys in better position. And if we don't feel comfortable that not just him, whoever it is, then you can't ask him to do some of that stuff.
I'm Bill Scott. I'll have more from Title Town tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwood's weather.
We have a little more fog out there this morning. Could be frosty, too, with temperatures below the freezing mark. And then it's going to be cloudy all day with a high in the mid to upper 20s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, breezy, 16. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and a bit breezy with a high of only 19. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
Well, Tuesday is normally reserved for our coaches show. We'll resume next week with some local coaches talking high school sports. Today, we're going to listen in on the Matt LaFleur presser from yesterday following the Packer loss over the weekend. So let's listen in on some Packer info with head coach Matt LaFleur.
Team, you know, from here on out.
Win every game. So right now, our focus, obviously, is on Chicago and cleaned up everything from this last game, and there was a lot to clean up. It was just, honestly, I didn't feel like it was to our standard, and you got to give them credit. I mean, that's a good football team, but I thought there was a lot of things within our own control in terms of playing with fundamentals and discipline that we did not do a very good job of, and that was disappointing. It just was sloppy football.
What did you see from your pass rush? Did you feel you guys were collapsing the pocket but just not getting home, or was it a little
bit? No, it wasn't good enough. We got to be better. When you get an opportunity, they did some nice things in protection where they were bringing the tight end down and Max protecting. But usually when that happens, you should glove whatever concept because there's only three guys out in the concept, and they were still finding ways to get completions. And you know, I thought Sam played a hell of a game. He did. He got the ball where it needed to go, minus the one pick he threw, and he's playing at a really high level, so you got to give him credit.
Matt, you've been able to establish yourselves offensively as one of the best running teams in the league. How difficult is it then to get the explosive plays in the pass game when you have this identity on offense and they kind of find that balance both ways?
Well, you'd think it'd be better, but I think what you're seeing around the league is just a lot of teams are trying to eliminate the explosive play and playing soft. It's just when you get those opportunities versus man, which they played a bunch of man, you got to beat. Somebody's got to win, and you got to win with your protection, wideouts, tight ends, backs. Somebody got to win in their route, and then we got to make the throw. And unfortunately, there were a couple instances where we weren't winning.
Is it possible, because when you have this run identity, obviously the receivers, you got to block, and that's a huge part of their game. Is it possible to delve too deep into that identity and maybe rely too much on that run game when you do need to have the other as well?
No, I don't think so. I think you focus on both. I mean, it's football. You're going to run the ball and you're going to throw the ball. I think where we've really struggled, although we didn't struggle as much yesterday, is on third down situations where we haven't been great. If you look at an area of our offense that hasn't really been up to the level of, you know, our first and second down offense, it'd be those critical situations, third and fourth down, and unfortunately, it reared its ugly head yesterday when we had an opportunity on fourth and three and don't make the play. You know, again, man coverage.
Getting back to Rob's question, with having to clean up a lot of things, it seems like it's kind of a recurring theme in these big games. Is there something that's just not coming to fruition like you practice for?
I love it how you guys only take, like, every game's a big game. This is a National Football League. There's a margin of error that is razor thin. And when you're playing good teams, you got to be better. And there was a handful of plays in that game. If they go the other way, then maybe you have a different outcome. But that's just the reality of our league. But every game's a big game. And every team is capable of beating another team. There's great examples each and every week. So, yeah, I mean, obviously, we've lost to three of the best teams in the league 5 times. And that is frustrating because I think we've had opportunities in every one of those games to win the game, and we haven't done that. So that's why I have to answer, you know, these types of questions that are bothersome. But I respect it. I mean, it is what it is.
Do you think there's any chance you'll have Jair at all the rest of the season?
Yeah, I don't know. As soon as I know, I'll let you guys know.
Like a difference of opinion between what he thinks his health is and what you guys think it is?
Yeah, I can't really get into all that. I do know that he's been dealing with swelling, and, you know, he doesn't feel right to go out there and play.
Did you get another look at the block Tucker had on Jones, their edge guy, where he got hurt? Grenard came out online and said it was a completely dirty hit.
Yeah, same thing that their guys were doing to our defensive ends. Okay, it's a cross sift. I mean, I don't know what, it's a totally legal play. It's just, you got to defeat the block, and there's a lot of different ways to do it. I mean, Cox got sawed off by Johnny Munt one time, and they got somebody else. They did it to us twice in the game. So, like, what are we talking about? Like, I get it, as a defensive player, they don't like it. I think Troy's already come out and said that he wants to eliminate low blocks around the league. Like, but that is, it's part of the game. And so if you don't want to get those types of blocks, you can't be so out of control. And we get it too with our defensive ends. You know, if we're flying off the ball, like, you're going to get cross-sift. And that's a way to try to slow down just the speed off the edge, and it's a great equalizer. That's tough for an offense to have to deal with that, and so you got to have some sort of recourse to try to slow somebody down. Otherwise, you're going to put everybody at risk. Your quarterbacks, guys are just going to tee off. But we'll see how, you know, what happens in the future. But, you know, it's no different than what are we talking about, like low tackles? I mean, you see that around the league all the time. Then we should eliminate all low hits below the knee, period. You know, and when receivers catch a ball and they're going across the middle and a safety, who I won't name, goes and saws their legs out. I mean, it happens all. It's so, like, we should get rid of all that then, if that's the case.
There's no way. I mean, they're right. There's no way. You wouldn't be playing football if you got rid of all that stuff, though.
Well, I don't know. That's my argument, too. If we get rid of the cross stiff, then we should get rid of low hits. And there should be a strike zone on every player. Above the knee, below the head, or below the neck. Because I do agree that, like, some of those are dangerous. It's not like our intent is not to go hurt somebody. You never want to see that. I don't want to see that from either team. The intent is to slow somebody down. And I do think it's part of our job as coaches is to teach our, whether it's an edge rusher or whoever, how to defeat a cut block. And conversely, you got to teach them how to throw a good cut, you know. But that's part of our responsibility, and then the players got to go out there and apply that. And if you're out of control, it's hard to protect yourself, period.
To his question, is it possible to play the game with the strike zone? Is that plausible that could be accomplished or not?
I mean, we've adapted to every other. I mean, go back and watch 1970, 1980, even in the 90s, like football compared to what it is now. You just adapt and change. Otherwise, you die, right? Adapt or die. That's the deal.
Carrington, the last two games, has two picks. What have you liked about the jolt he's given you in the secondary?
Yeah, he's done a nice job. The thing I like the most is he's competing. Now, what I challenged him on, and I challenged our whole defense on, is once you get the ball in your hand, you got to protect the football, because he was super loose with it versus Seattle, and then obviously it came out as he was returning it last night. And I think just everybody's more conscious about attacking the football, you know, offensive players included. So when you get the ball in your hand, you got to do a better job of securing it.
Hedren played all but one snap yesterday. Is that the next step in his progression? And what did you think of the impact he had four TFLs yesterday?
Yeah, I thought he made a lot of splash plays, but there was a lot of plays that we got to make that really hurt us as well. So I'd say it was a mixed bag. I mean, I think he's so talented, and I think the sky's the limit for him, and I love having him. But it's just the consistency of which you play. I mean, so you just got to make sure you're dialed in, and we know he's an incredible talent, and he's going to make some splash plays, and he did. But I think there's another level there that I think that he can continue to take his game to.
Head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Matt LaFleur. We air his Monday presser each Tuesday, and next week we'll bring in some local coaches once again. Continue our Tuesday morning theme of the Coaches Show.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh.
You and me going fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow.
the summer's come and the days are getting long. I waited all winter for the time to be right just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter if we sit forever and the fish don't bite. We'll jump in a river and cool ourselves from the heat of the night.
I saw you going by, I had to say hello. And I don't mean to pry, but girl, I gotta know, what is your name? How come I ain't seen you around before? So, you know, I ain't never had a type, having a type takes two. But I know what I like, and you're the only one of you. You're something else. And I know we just met, but I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks, to my old friends, to the house in the pines where the road ends. Take you to my hometown, where I grew up, where I thought I knew it all before I knew what love was. Give up on it, but honey, you got my hopes up, and I'm thinking that I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks. I wanna take you home tonight, just take you home tonight. Get Joni on the phone, she'll leave us on the light. I wanna see the way you look up under all those stars. You're gonna be the talk, words gonna get around. They'll tell you how they thought I'd never settle down out on the porch. Ain't it funny the way things change? I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks, to my old friends, to the house in the pines where the road ends. Take you to my hometown, where I grew up, where I thought I knew it all before I knew what love was. Gave up on it, but honey, you got my hopes up, and I'm thinking that I want to introduce you to my kinfolk.
Country. into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Had a shiny little Beamer with the rag top down, sitting in the drive, but she wouldn't get out. The dogs were all barking and wagging around, and I just laughed and said, y'all get in. She had on a new dress and she curled her hair. She was looking too good not to go somewhere. Said, what you wanna do, baby, I don't care. We can go to the show, we can stay right here, and I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster, down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. Fired up and I can show you around. Sit up on the hill and watch the sun go down. When the fireflies are dancing and the moon comes out, we can turn on the lights and head back to the house. Or we can take another ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster, down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. And just let me dust off the seat. I'll put your pretty little arms around me.
Jason Aldean at 98Q Country.
On my big green tractor.
So if you do the math, if you do the meteorological math, you'll know that we have not had a significant snowfall here in the Northwoods for going on, I would guess, about 21 months or so. We didn't have any last year. Obviously, we did not open the trails last year. So let's say you go back to the March of the of previous year. I mean, you're pushing 21 months here of no significant snowfall. And the big thing, I think everybody in the back of their mind is thinking, is this the new norm for us, for northern Wisconsin? I don't have all the weather records in front of me, but to have any winter where there was no snowfall of significant matter and to not open the trails is rare enough. But now, going into January here, I don't see any significant snowfall in the next week. You know, you're pushing a second winter of wondering if we're ever going to get anything out there. It's weird. The weather, I mean, it's warmer. It's warmer everywhere. And it was warmer here last year for the wintertime. We just seemed to have stretches where we would get a little bit of snow and then it would melt. And it already happened this year where we got, I mean, at one point we had 3 or 4 inches on the ground, and then the rain and the warmth happened. One thing I can guarantee you is that it will be cooler. I mean, the ice is going to form, so the ice fishing stuff should solidify a little bit more here in the next 5 to 7 days. Today will be the warmest day we'll see in quite a while. with temperatures approaching 30, but a lot of cloud cover, as you can see out there. Temperatures will struggle to get over 20 at any point starting tomorrow and running right through the weekend. So a little bit cool out there tonight. Take precautions, as always, and be sensible as you celebrate the passing of the year 2024. And here we go into another one, 2025. I mentioned earlier this morning, I was looking at it again just a little bit ago, the video of Will Ferrell and the post-holiday elf character at the Los Angeles Kings hockey game. It just makes me almost tear up in laughter. Just watching his character and the ability for him to just show up at random places and do random comedic things is one of the reasons Will Ferrell is legendary, just absolutely legendary. What are you going to do for New Year's tonight? Are you a party person going out to establishment? Maybe have a little bite to eat, maybe a few drinks. Will you make it to midnight? My wife and I, my wife gave up on that a long time ago. I traditionally will watch the ball fall in New York. And unless I really am motivated by something to stay up late, I probably will not make it to midnight our time. But I'm all right with the whole watching the New York ball thing drop and stuff like that. The things I'm usually, our household will veer away from the live stuff maybe watch Nashville, but the New York City stuff and all you young hip people and all the artists, that's a little bit beyond me. But if I find the right show and the right host, maybe I might lock in just a little bit on it and watch some of the New Year's celebrations. But if I find something good to watch, which I may have, someone directed a movie my way, that may be the way. So whatever it is, I just hope you're able to relax, maybe ponder on the year 2024 and some things, count your blessings. We always have a tendency to remember the negative things because those are always the things that are out in the news and the media. But count our blessings and how fortunate we are to have our freedom and just move forward with 2025 and just brace yourself for whatever... whatever the good Lord has in store for you.
Happy holidays from Lena's Northern Pines Resort. Celebrate Christmas and New Year's with fine dining, beautiful year-round cabins, and now a delicious menu delivery, including pizza. Call 715-208-2795 Fridays and Saturdays between 4 and 8 p.m. Collect money flyers and your next pizza's on Lena. Enjoy Porterhouse Steak. Lena's Northern Pines is your dinner destination. Visit them on Lakeshore Drive in Butternut or Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden. All trails lead to Lena's.
It's time to get organized with Menards. With our assortment of over 50 decorative shelf brackets, find the size and style you need to match any home decor. Whether you're redecorating, organizing, or creating a custom shelving display, our 10-inch Elegante shelf brackets can finish your project with style for only $2.99 per bracket. Good through December 31st. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and shipped directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text PLAN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text PLAN to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text PLAN to 200-300. That's PLAN to 200-300. PLAN to 200-300.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. A
Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have a little more fog out there this morning. Could be frosty, too, with temperatures below the freezing mark. And then it's going to be cloudy all day with a high in the mid to upper 20s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, breezy, 16. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and a bit breezy with a high of only 19. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
98Q Country.
A yellow two-piece, black Ray-Bans, your bare feet covered in sand. White jet trails across a blue sky, your ponytail showing off the sunshine. Like a postcard out of nowhere, you get to me, you give me that smile, and I'm somewhere, somewhere sunny at 75. You and me on a beach chair, yeah, I'm so can't wait until we get there.
Expect in 2025.
I'd like to give you a little rundown on what to expect.
More of this.
In a 4x4 by you.
Get a whiskey drink.
Try, honey, I'm a wild one. Ready by the dream of a long lost highway.
And more of this.
Woo!
Yeah, thank you.
Stand by.
98Q Country.
Hey girl, what
what's your name? It's so loud in here I can't hear a thing. But I sure do like your style. And I can see you came to rock in your blue jeans and white tank top. Man, that look drives me wild. And it's hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been hair since the sun went down. Be hair when it comes back around. Hooked all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. Fight. Y'all take that redneck stuff outside. That's what parking lots are for. But once you're out, you ain't coming back. The velvet roof ain't got no slack. Man, they're busting down the door. And it's hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been here since the sun went down. Be here when it comes back around. Hurt all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. Sideways.
Ooh. That's right.
Hey, now, here we go. DJ, don't you play nothing slow. Gotta make them wanna, gotta make them wanna, gotta make them wanna come back for more. Hey, now, here we go. DJ, don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been here since the sun went down. Be here when it comes back around. Worked all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. Can't hear a thing.
98Q Country.
Don't have to leave this town to see the world, 'cause it's something that I gotta do. I don't wanna look back in 30 years and wonder who you're married to. Wanna say it now, wanna make it clear. For only you and God to hear. When you love someone, they say you set them free. But that ain't gonna work for me. If I had to choose what I couldn't lose, there'd only be one thing.
only you and God to hear.
Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani, and 98Q Country. What will the year 2025 hold in store for us? On the sporting side, you're already seeing some changes, very subtle, and sometimes we don't even think about it. But did you see where the Pro Bowl, the football Pro Bowl, is basically going to be flag football now? And they made adjustments last year already, but everybody was crying for that for a long time, and finally it takes a while for them to kind of get it. You're going to see some changes in Major League Baseball, maybe not this coming year, but it's coming real soon, because there's TV contract issues with Major League Baseball, and there's financial things that are not going well right now. And you're going to see an adjustment in the game of baseball. The old schoolers of baseball are struggling and grasping on to that piece of twine as long as they can and not letting go. But there's changes coming to baseball that will make the game, I think better. There's been a lot of discussions from anywhere from a golden at bat to many other things. You know, or they say baseball is one of the few games where it gets down to the crunch time, the eighth or ninth inning of the game. And offensive-wise especially, your best players often are not involved in the decision of the game. Is that one of the glories of baseball? Maybe. But in basketball, football, hockey, the key players are there deciding the contest at the end of the game. In baseball, your best hitter may not even come up in the eighth or ninth inning. So there's just things that they're talking about, that subtle little changes that'll happen. We mentioned the not only the flag football, but the WNBA, or the WNBA, the regular NBA, their All-Star game has already changed too, to try to make that better and kind of give people a showcase for the tremendous athleticism of National Basketball Association players. The NBA gets a bad rap because the game is not anywhere close to what college and high school is when it comes to physicality and such. But when you just take a moment and appreciate just the tremendous athleticism of NBA athletes, it is just absolutely amazing. And I think they need to find a better way to showcase that a little bit at times and not make it a wrestling match out on the floor, which it seems to be at times. If you're looking for something to do tonight, Goble South Fork in Lugerville is having a nice little event and a fundraiser as they are raising money for their coats for kids with some raffles and stuff out there. So maybe you want to run out there for a little bit and support that at Goble South Fork in Lugerville. It'll all start at 5 o'clock today. And we're excited to announce that in the year 2025, our text the studio and text to win contest line brought to you by the good folks at Wheelway, wheelwayautos.com. Yeah, so we encourage you to utilize that texting function through your Android or iPhone. You can text us birthdays. It'll come right into the studio. You can text us a song request if you want to do that. It's very easy. Civic Media app, 98Q Country text, and that's also where you're going to need, again, in 2025, to be eligible for a lot of the prizes that we give away. So get that on your Android or iPhone. I hope your New Year's celebration is fantastic. We're off tomorrow. We're back in Thursday. McKay's going to be in on the midday today. Gray will be in 2 to 7. Fitz is going to count down some of the top songs from 2024. He's in after 7 o'clock tonight.
Broadcasting today's best country with 100,000 watts of music power.
Power. 98Q Country.
I ain't watching TV today. Bad music can just stay away. If you ain't got anything good to say, then shut your mouth. Got my windows down and my blinders
on. Radio set to my favorite song. All green lights on. Smile. I kiss a good morning, I kiss a good night. We keep it on the up, that's how we get down. So don't be coming around unless you got them good vibes. I'm living this good life. I'm breathing on God's time. And I ain't gonna waste one breath. I'm soaking it all.
Taillights and dust. Swore I wasn't coming back. Said I'd had enough. Saw you in the rear view standing, fading from my life. But I wasn't turning round. No, not this time. But don't think I don't think about it. Don't think I don't have regrets. Don't think I don't get to me. Between the work and the hurt and the whiskey, don't think I don't wonder about. Could've been, should've been all worked out. I know what I felt and I know what I said. But don't think I don't think about it. When we make choices, we gotta live with them. Heard you found a real good man and you married him. I wonder if sometime I cross your mind. Where would we be today if I never drove that car away? Don't think I don't think about it. Don't think I don't have regrets. Don't think it don't get to me. Between the work and the hurt and the whiskey, don't think I don't wonder about. Could've been, should've been all worked out. Yeah, I know what I felt and I know what I said. But don't think I don't think about it. Don't think I don't think about it. Don't think I don't think about it. Don't think I don't.
I don't think about it. No, no. Don't think I don't.
Country.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer in Japan. A Tokyo Temple gong welcoming 2025, and in Australia, Sydney Harbor hosting over a million people with music and fireworks. Here at home,
in Atlanta, large crowds are expected for the Peach Drop, returning this year after a hiatus. In Las Vegas, 250,000 expected on the Strip for the countdown to 2025.
ABC's Lionel Moise and a heavy security presence in New York's Times Square for the ball drop. 2025 has arrived in South Korea, where the search for answers has just begun after Sunday's Jeju air crash that left 179 people dead. NTSB investigators have arrived in South Korea from the U.S. to assist. A state funeral for former President Jimmy Carter will be held at the Washington National Cathedral on January 9th after he lies in state at the U.S. Capitol, but first, a viewing this Saturday at the Carter Center in Georgia. This is ABC News.
We have a little more fog out there this morning. Could be frosty, too, with temperatures below the freezing mark. And then it's going to be cloudy all day with a high in the mid to upper 20s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, breezy, 16. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and a bit breezy with a high of only 19. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
My country station.
My country. All day long.
Hey, y'all, this is Drew Baldridge.
She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
How long live cowgirls? Never gonna settle on down, girl.
Thanks for cranking the country.
I just love it.
98Q Country.